Well, it's every parent's nightmare. I was afraid. I was fearful. I was hurt. I was devastated. So, you know, at that point, you just don't know if your child's even going to survive. So when getting to Mary Freebed, I took all those things and eventually turned that into more of a fire within me to do everything I could to help my son recover. I just did like a flip from, all right, I'm going to be no good when I am in a puddle crying and grieving my son. That's not going to do anybody any good. So I just flipped it around and I lit the fire and just did everything I could to help him recover.
Welcome back to Rehabilitation Ships, a podcast from Mary Freebed Rehabilitation. I'm Chris Mills and I'm your host. This is the podcast where we talk about the intersection of rehabilitation and relationships. For this next episode, we are featuring a conversation I had on social media as part of our Where Are They Now series. And we recently followed up with Jill Smalden and her 17-year-old son, Sam. In December of 2022, Sam was in a devastating car crash where he sustained a traumatic brain injury. After his initial recovery, he came to Mary Freebed Kids, pediatric inpatient rehabilitation program. There, he spent 100 days working hard and reaching some amazing milestones. In this conversation, we talk with Sam and Jill and reflect back on his time in rehabilitation and their time since they've returned home. We were also joined by Riley Friends, Sam's speech-language pathologist here at Mary Freebed, who shares her memories of working with him. Enjoy this conversation. Sam, we're going to start with you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great. I'm still working on getting stronger and better, but I'm doing pretty much everything I was before the accident.
That's awesome. And then Jill, I mean, where you were a year ago to now, I mean, you were able to spend the holidays back with your family. And so Sam was at the hospital back. He had a car accident back in September 2022, and he sustained a traumatic brain injury. And after his initial recovery, he came to Mary Freebed and to our Mary Freebed Kids Pediatric Inpatient Rehabilitation Unit. And he was there for like 100 days. Am I right?
You are right. It was 100 days to the day, I think.
Wow. How is it like now that having the holidays and just having everybody back at home together?
Well, we weren't sure it was going to happen. So it actually was amazing. And we all were together actually on Christmas Day. And I, last year, when we were actually in the hospital, I said to myself, I'm going to do all the things next year. I'm going to bake. I'm going to get the ornaments on the tree. I'm going to do all the things because I can't right now. And I actually did it. So it really felt like a real Christmas again to have all of us there and all of us healthy.
Awesome. And then Riley, before we started recording, you were commenting on Sam and how well he was talking. What's it like to see him now?
Oh, it's amazing. It brings me chills just seeing him now in this video. And I also watched like the 1 year recap that I think they made a couple weeks back or a couple months back. And it's just incredible to see all the progress that he's made. He's back to everyday life. And I just love that for him.
Jill, can you kind of bring us back to the beginning of your journey? You know, you guys were at Mary Freebed. How were you feeling as a mom at that point, at the very beginning?
Well, it's every parent's nightmare. So I took one for the parent team here. I was afraid. I was fearful. I was hurt. A lot of sorrow. I was grieving. I was devastated. So, you know, at that point, you just don't know if your child's even going to survive. So when getting to Mary Freebed, I took all those things and eventually turned that into more of a fire within me to do everything I could to help my son recover. I just did like a flip from, all right, I'm going to be no good when I am in a puddle crying and grieving my son. That's not going to do anybody any good. So I just flipped it around and I lit the fire and just did everything I could to help him recover.
Sam, do you remember anything early on in your time at Mary Freebed?
So actually, I don't. So my first memory was actually in February of 2023 after I left in December of 22. Wow. And it was after my second brain surgery is when I got my memory back.
You're saying things, you're moving, and just the progress that you make, but you can't remember any of that. Wow. Riley, what was it like when you first started working with him? Where was Sam at in his journey at that point?
So my first goal for Sam was for him to open his eyes even partway and to be able to sustain that, to be able to interact with his environment. I would do things just to try to get him to interact with us, like putting a washcloth over his face, seeing if he'd grab at it, or putting food in his hand, seeing if he'd bring it to his mouth. So, I mean, we're starting pretty basic. So it's truly incredible to see how far he's come.
Well, and the first thing you gave him to eat, Riley, was a hot Cheeto, and I was mortified.
Riley, you got to tell that story.
But it worked.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we were thinking, what is something that would really get Sam excited to interact with us? Like, what do I bring in here that might be interesting to him? And we were talking about some of the food Sam likes to eat. And I think to this point, we might have only done like ice chips or something like that. So we're like, let's be crazy. Let's do hot Cheetos. So we put it in Sam's hand, and I swear he was so fast with it. It was like right out here.
He was.
Yeah, before I could turn away or do anything, it was right into his mouth. And it was like he locked in and was looking at it too. It was incredible. And it was in that moment that I knew he was going to come out of that coma-like state, that he was with us. And it was just a matter of time.
And so Jill, like when he came, he was not doing anything at it, right?
No, when he came, he actually had the lowest possible Glasgow coma score you can have. And I remember talking to some of the nurses, and they were like, wow, he's at a 3? And we just, at that point, they're like, well, we'll give it a shot. So, and I didn't know this early on, which is good. I mean, I knew he was in bad shape, but I didn't know the coma scale. You know, Riley gave us a lot of information that I learned, and it was pretty bad. It was bad. And we still at that point weren't sure he was even going to make it.
Yeah, we used the Rancho Los Amigos scale to look at cognitive recovery. And I think when Sam came in, it's a scale from 1 to 10, and 1 being a coma, and he was emerging from a 1 to a 2. So it just shows you how far he had to work. I mean, he wasn't following any commands. He wasn't responding to us at all.
Sam, when you first were able to like look back at that, like, can you believe it?
No, not at all. I was very surprised when I saw all the pictures, 1 of my car, 2 of me in the hospital. I've seen some of me being knocked out, some of me being in a wheelchair, and it's just hard to believe.
Yeah, I remember meeting you early on too, and it was just to see your progress over the time. It's just amazing, and be talking to you now. Jill, like looking back at your time at Mary Freebed, how like overall did our team help you, you know, as a parent during all this?
Well, I always say they became my family. I was there 24/7 for 3.5 months. They probably didn't choose me to be their family, but I chose them to be my family. But they supported me almost as much as they supported Sam. They were patient with me. They were supportive. They were kind. They were willing to answer any questions I had. They commiserated with me at times. They lifted me up at times. And did I say patient and probably some more patience? They were amazing. They held me up.
Sam, looking back at this, like, were you surprised at how you did? I mean, did you think you had this in you, looking back at the whole thing?
I was very surprised after seeing it, and I really didn't realize what I went through until I saw all the pictures of me in the hospital and my car, and some stories I heard were just unbelievable.
Riley, when you first started working with him, I mean, you mentioned with the hot Cheetos that you knew he was going to come out of it, but did you think he'd be making this much progress and, you know, walking out on his own after those 100 days? And did you think he'd make it this far?
I mean, brain injury is really hard to predict. It's hard to know early on, but Sam has defied all the odds. I think between Sam's determination and his resilience, and then Jill just bringing the fire, like she said, from day one, pushing him and then pushing us to push him in therapy every day. I mean, I could never have predicted such an amazing outcome. And I'm so, so proud of you, Sam.
Yeah, we all are. You were athletic and did sports and stuff before your injury. And I think there were some things you were able to do, get back to. You know, recently you went back to one of the football games. Would you guys have a moment where you went on the field, or what was...
So actually, I was the manager, and this was, I wanted to say, senior night, and I'm a senior, so they just had me go out.
So he was actually on the field for all the games because he was the team manager at the time. So he was part of the team in a different capacity. How's
that's
that?
Awesome. I mean, that's such a great way to just get back and to be part of that team and that family there. So Jill, I mean, looking back through all this, I mean, you are getting back now to like a new normal together. What kind of advice do you have for people who, other parents who are having to now do some type of recovery journey like you guys did?
It's a really, really heavy lift, and to assume that it's not would just be so wrong. You know, everyone handles tragedy differently. And as much as I wanted to just cry and grieve, like I said before, I made the decision to fight for my kid. I went into what I call mom survival mode. So it really wasn't an option for me to hang back and cry and worry. And I forged ahead. And my advice would be to take it day by day. Take your moments to cry and grieve, but turn it around and do everything you can to help push your child to recovery. It's a heavy lift, but you don't have any idea what will come of it because, I mean, as bad as Sam was, here we are now, and it's unbelievable. And using your energy for pushing your child in their recovery would be my advice. And like I said, everybody handles it differently, so it may not be an option for some, but that would be what I would say.
This progress, you know, over a year out is just incredible. I mean, how proud are you of Sam in his resilience? I mean, he was the one doing all this work. I mean, what can you say? I mean, to say something about your kid, you're going to say good things, but like, this is just amazing.
Oh yeah.
Resilience.
He was a warrior all the way along. I mean, there were times, Riley, I'm sure there were some with you when he just decided he wasn't going to do it. You know, I mean, there were days of therapy when he just was like, I don't want to. And he was just lazy. But most of the time, the kid was a warrior, and he was unconscious for 8.5 weeks or so, but he still did the work, and he still continues to do the work. I mean, the gym is all his idea. He is in there 4 and 5 days a week, and he's amazing, and he's strong, and he's a fighter. And I'm an incredibly proud mom.
Riley, what do you think this says about them together? I mean, just the way a family can kind of come together and support each other at moments like this.
I think it shows that attitude is everything. It shows the importance of advocacy and of pushing your loved ones, but at the same time, just the dedication that Sam has. And like Jill's saying, yeah, of course there's days where he didn't feel like doing therapy, but do you know how easy it was to convince him to do therapy? Like even on his bad days, he always had a smile and he was willing.
You know,
Sam was wiggly for a good majority of his day. He was a mover. So he was pretty motivated to get moving around the room and working on what he could. So it was a pleasure to work with him.
That is awesome. Sam, what is next for you? You are a senior in high school. You know, what is next on the horizon?
So actually in May, I will graduate from West Ottawa High School, and then I have been admitted to Grand Valley State University, but I'm also looking towards trade school. So I'm not sure what I will do yet, but one of those two.
Sam, I'm so excited for you. That's incredible.
Yeah, that is excellent. And as we wrap up, Sam, what would you want to say to all of them that worked with you over those 100 days?
I just want to say thank you a lot for helping me get back to everything normal, like talking, walking, eating, breathing. I would not be where I am without all those people.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Rehabilitation Ships, a podcast from Mary Freebed Rehabilitation. We'll be back soon with some more episodes that I'm really excited to share with you. In the meantime, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear your feedback on this episode or any story ideas you have for future ones. Send us a note at podcast@maryfreebed.com. And if you, a family member or friend, are in need of rehabilitation, visit askformary.com for more information. And with that, I'm Chris Mills, your host for Rehabilitation Ships. And until next time, thanks for listening and stay well.